these sessions. And the session we're bringing you today was one of the most talked about sessions throughout the entire 7 days. And in this session, Sean is going to be breaking down how to find the right niche for you, his 3P plan for success on YouTube, and if the content you're making right now is the right content for you. I am so fired up for you to listen to this session. Now it's the time to lean in, time to take notes, because I cannot wait for you to have success on YouTube after this session. Welcome to the Think Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast for growing and scaling your business with online video. I'm Heather Torres.
And I'm Sean Cannell, and we're from Think Media. And if this is your first time listening, welcome.
This show is dedicated to helping you learn how to get your content noticed and the latest money-making strategies working right now online. So whether you want to grow your YouTube channel or you want to maximize video across all of social media, this podcast is for you.
Get ready, because we are diving straight into the content right now. And what we're going to be talking about is session number 2. And this session is all about the best way to make money and make a difference with your YouTube channel. But when we start this off, you know, we first have to bust a couple YouTube myths. And, you know, in this challenge, there's probably a few things we need to talk about in terms of, well, yo, Sean, it's 2020, man. Has the YouTube ship sailed? You know, YouTube's 15 years old. You go, I got a 15-year-old in my house and she's crazy. He's acting crazy. I don't know if I can. He's 15, man. You know, 15 years old. Is it too late to start YouTube? Is it still possible to break through on YouTube? And that's one of the big elephants in the room, YouTube kind of culture in general. It's like, is it too late? Like, is it too crowded? So I looked up a couple examples, and this is Janelle Elena, right? And you may have heard her story. You know, she joined YouTube at the end of 2018. She has 22 total videos posted, and she's at 2.3 million subscribers. She didn't start in 2005. She didn't start in 2010. She didn't start in 2015. She started less than 2 years ago, and her channel absolutely exploded on kind of some entertainment vlog type stuff, right? So are people still starting from scratch and growing? Yes, but it's not just like crazy examples like that, right? You're like, okay, well, she's kind of a unicorn. All right. Well, maybe you've heard of Joanne Sedia, right? She's got 1 million subscribers in 3 months. Similar, again, kind of being quirky, kind of being herself. At the time when she really started her channel, she was 18 years old, Canadian YouTuber who films all of her videos, my friends, with her phone, right? And really kind of her niche and style of stuff was just being different. She's being herself. She's been a little bit weird, being opposite, kind of like covering meme stuff. And she was definitely doing some smart influence and trend surfing, which is what we'll talk about more in the future. Like she did, like she DIY'd Emma Chamberlain's clothing line and some other topics, but she's at 3.2 million subscribers now. And again, she started just recently and grew very fast. You remember from the first session, maybe Dr. Eye Health. Now this is one of our Video Ranking Academy students, like started from scratch, no camera experience, no editing experience. And really, he's been on YouTube for less than 2 years. In 1 year's time, he had 100,000 subscribers. Now he's at 150,000 subscribers. 14,000 new people are subscribing to his channel a month. And he posts 5 videos a month, about one a week. I think one of the powerful things I like about Dr. Eye Health is it's really clear what his channel's all about, right? It's powerful to have that niche. And we're going to talk about that in this session. This is Plants and Lucia. I remember when she joined Video Ranking Academy, she had nothing, like 0 subscribers. I remember when she had 168 subscribers. Now she's at 6,400 and she's getting 51,000 subscribers a month, right? She posts about 2 videos a week and she's growing by 1,300 new subscribers a week. And she started, listen, February 2019. So she started basically a year and 2 months ago. Like, obviously I'm not sharing anybody that started a month ago because this stuff doesn't happen overnight, but in just a year, like imagine if you're starting from scratch, you're getting 1,390 new subscribers a month, right? Imagine you start, like you're getting 51,000 views a month. And so what's cool is we showed like Janelle Elena, and sometimes I might be like, well, man, I don't think that's impossible. This is more practical than you could ever imagine. Is it too late to start YouTube, my friends? Absolutely not. And notice, these are people from different backgrounds. They live at different places in the world, different styles of channels. Maybe you've heard of Roger Wakefield. We had him on the Think Marketing podcast, and he's one of the speakers at our event called Grow With Video Live happening later this year. The Expert Plumber, 4,100 new subs a month. He's at 37,000 subscribers. 345,000 views a month. What's crazy, right, is as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, he's got a plumbing business in Dallas. His plumbing business was doing great, but he had a marketing company. He's paying him thousands a month. Well, they weren't even really getting him results, as a lot of marketing companies really do. They just like pretend like they're doing stuff to your website, and they kind of will spend your money on ads and then like pretend they get you leads. And you're always like, are they even working? But as a business owner, he's like, you know what? I'm going to just fire my marketing company. I'm going to go all in on YouTube. He hired his son to help film the videos and to post the videos online and whatnot, and to apply our trainings to the videos, right? And now his channel has just been exploding. It's just been growing. And not only has he had more business than he can handle, but he's building entirely new income streams, right? And so this is the power of, and he started very recently. He actually set up his channel a while ago, put a bunch of the wrong videos on YouTube. He had the wrong videos. He wasn't consistent. But when he pivoted his strategy and he started to do YouTube right, and when he started to post the right videos, everything changed. You know, Nicole, Kids OT Help, she is a kids occupational therapist. And she has really been on YouTube for about 2 years, you know, the last like focused. But now she's at 70,000 subscribers. She gets almost 300,000 views a month, and 4,600 new moms are subscribing to her channel every single month. Crazy, right? In all these different niches. And maybe you've heard of Donia Angelo, right? The grandma that went viral, right? She lives on a ranch in Mexico, and her channel name in Spanish, I believe it says, From My Ranch to Your Kitchen. She has 2.6 million subs. She started YouTube recently, right? And she posts 8 videos a month, so 2 a week, 15 million views a month, 15 million, my friends, and 110,000 new subscribers a month. And the videos like are shot on a phone, and they're jump cut. There's no intro. There's no special music. There's no special logo. There's no special anything, right? But this sweet, amazing grandma shares her recipes, her cooking, and her channel has just exploded. So whether it's 2.6 million subscribers or whether it's 6,000 subscribers, I think the theme that we can see clearly here is that it's not too late to start. And YouTube is a marathon and not a sprint, but that's some pretty rapid success. Dr. iHealth, from 0 to 100,000 in a year is crazy. Lucia, from about 0 to 6,000 in a year, and monetizing, by the way, in a lot of creative ways, is also crazy. So there's so many different paths, of course, different niches and different positioning influences it. But that's what this session is all about, because we got to get clear on what is your most profitable path and best niche for you to be in on YouTube. But there's a few other myths to bust really quick that I see a lot. And one of them, again, is that YouTube is too crowded. Well, we learned in the first session that there's actually 2 billion monthly active users on YouTube. That's billion with a B. That's a lot of people, my friends, right? Like, so there's a lot of creators, but there's also a lot of viewers. And guess what? Viewership is going up, especially more so with the lockdown. But I read an article in the Huffington Post that also talked about the surge of consumers that are coming online in the next couple of years. And there's actually 3 to 5 billion new people coming online right now because more people are getting on smartphones. Internet's going more places around the world. Internet's becoming more commonplace. Speeds of the internet speed is going up. So not only is there tons of people, but there's more people coming online. So is YouTube crowded? Yes. But also there's more and more and more viewers. So really that's a myth that's been busted. People say money, like I just don't have the money to start YouTube. Well, we saw from these examples, like YouTube, which is free, plus your smartphone is all you need to get started. I get it. Like, we'll help you find other tech, some niches. Yeah, maybe you want a fancy live stream setup or whatever. That's fine. But YouTube plus your smartphone is, we've seen tons of examples, right, of people that use just those tools to get going. Talent, people say, like, you know, well, I just don't know. Like, I'm not Tom Cruise, man. You know, I'm not Angelina Jolie. Like, but YouTube is not Hollywood. That's what I love about YouTube, because sure, you have to build skills. That's why you're in this challenge. But it's really not the same skills. Like, you're not limited. It's not the NBA. It's not Hollywood. If you bring authenticity and value, and circle that word authenticity, like when you're yourself, you know, I don't think anybody would have looked at Donia Angelo and thought, oh yeah, like she's gonna be a Hollywood actress. But she's got 2 million subscribers on YouTube. So age is irrelevant. Where you live is irrelevant. Ethnicity is irrelevant. Like, when you bring right strategies, when you level up your skills, but when you're authentic, and here's the key, when you deliver value to a target audience, people connect with you. YouTube's different than any other place. Time, I don't have enough time to do this. It only takes a few hours a week. And stay locked into every single session, because Heather Torres is the absolute most incredible productivity, time management, and really life juggling expert with kids, as a homeschool family, the chief operation officer of Think Media, as a content creator, as a podcaster, you know, as a friend to so many people, as someone who helps in church and does so many different things. She is able to pull all that off because, look, it's really that, not that you don't have enough time. It's that you probably haven't really set priorities and got a hold of your time, you know, you started managing your time. And she's going to break down some simple strategies. So you could be like, man, I'm learning a lot, but how am I going to get all this done? Heather's going to break that down. So don't miss a session of the challenge. Well, I don't have enough connections, yo. I don't know. I don't know anybody. I don't know if I don't know George Lucas can't shout me out to get me my movie deal. I don't know Dr. Dre to get me my record deal. No. YouTube is about content, not connections. This kid right here, remember, college dropout, small town kid, started shooting videos in my bedroom, no connections in Hollywood. You got to put in the hustle. Yeah, you got to put in the work. But it's about the content, not the connections. Content is king and content rises to the top. And maybe you've thought this one before. Oh, someone took my idea already. Oh, I already saw a YouTube channel. Somebody already has my idea. Have you ever thought that? Tell me in the comments, right? Man, someone's doing exactly what I want to do. Man, they took my video idea. They're actually doing the video I was about to do. Well, chances are there's somebody who's literally already made the videos you want to make. Remember in session number one, the what you do. They didn't even do it the how you'll do it. But remember, it's also about the why you did it. You're going to do it differently. But here's the power. When someone is taking your ideas, if they're getting views and subscribers and they have influence on YouTube, it actually proves they're a market. It proves that there is a market. This is a misunderstood concept by a lot of people. If actually nobody is doing what you want to do on YouTube, it actually might be a sign that that's a bad niche to go in. It could be either a really good idea, or it actually just means that not really anybody is interested in it. Like, let's remember in session one, we talked about Starbucks. Like, what they do is they make coffee. Was nobody else making coffee at the time? Are you kidding me? Where I grew up in Seattle, up in Marysville, Washington, there was espresso stands on every corner. Starbucks was selling coffee, Dunkin' Donuts was selling coffee, and there was hipster coffee shops literally everywhere. Everybody was selling coffee. Someone took the coffee idea. Is it crowded? Yes, the coffee market was crowded. But they came in with their unique style, and their how and their why was different, and their execution of strategy was different and well executed. And so the good thing is there's a market of people that want to drink coffee. Look, there's a market if you're in the right niche, and that's what we're talking about, right? A proven market, something that people are interested in. So tell me if you've believed any of these myths or if you've heard any of them, because I'd also love to answer them with Heather as we talk about Q&A. But have you seen any of these myths? What are some of the people saying, or even some of your own mindsets that maybe family members or friends say to you as it pertains to YouTube, or you think about yourself, that you count yourself out? Look, if you don't get your mind right, you're going to shoot down your success before you even start. Like, you're going to talk yourself out of it. Like, this is why confidence is so important. If you don't have confidence, you're always going to find a way to lose. Yeah. Like, you got to get into a confident state to be like, okay, YouTube's legit. These myths are false, and it's not too late to start, and I'm going to commit, and I'm going all in, because it is going to take work. You don't get wholehearted results with half-hearted efforts. If you're dabbling, you're not going to get the results of the people that are dominating. So can we agree? These myths are busted, which kind of now brings us to the question. They're like, how do I find my niche? Now, maybe you've already found yours, or maybe you have no clue what your thing is yet. And if you do know your niche, shout me out in the comments below, but this session might mess you up a little bit because it might get you, you know, just some clarity or some thoughts in terms of pivoting or going into a different direction or a different niche. I need my pen for this one. And here's what we're going to do. How do you find your niche? Now, we have in our training program, Video Ranking Academy, a few different processes that we take people through. This is one of them. Okay. So what I want you to do is get out your journal, get out something to write with, and to lean in for this exercise. And if you haven't started taking notes yet, you know, I encourage you to, because you need a battle plan, right? This is your strategy, but it's like your back black book of strategy, right? So get ready to jot some things down. And what I want you to do is just draw a circle. Before you do, you could draw it right up here. Okay. And inside of that circle, I want you to write the word passion. Passion. Okay. So passion. This is what a lot of people would say. You know what? The internet's so powerful. Just follow your passion. Like, we're living in the era where you can turn your passion into profit. True. Like, you know what? What are you passionate about? That's what you should do. Now, I agree, kind of. But I actually sometimes think follow your passion is bad advice, because passion alone is not enough. But here's the questions on this. Like, what do you love? Like, what do you really love? And what you might do is, if you're drawing this exercise, we're going to draw three circles here. You might brainstorm, because if no idea where to start, you might be like, well, I love video games. I love music. I love sports. I love food. I'm really passionate about fishing. I'm really passionate about hunting. I'm really passionate about politics. Like, it's actually good to cluster out a lot of things that you're potentially passionate about, because we can find an intersection. And this might take you in a different direction than you thought. But what are you passionate about? What do you love? Here's another question for you. What do you research? Like, for you, my wife and I, if we go to the bookstore, we go to different sections. You know, I go to the sci-fi section and I see like the latest sci-fi books out or whatever, because I love sci-fi. I go to the self-help section. That's my section, like business self-help. You know, I'm looking at whatever. And I own over 2,000 books, right? But I get more. Like, I'm constantly buying books and investing in books. But she's like going to history books. She's going to like sticker books and cutout books and decorating books. So she researches. Like, what do you geek out online and research all night long? You know, for me, lenses. Last night, I'm studying lenses. I'm looking at different lenses I could take for when my wife and I go on hikes. I will read about cameras. I'll read about the sensors on them, the IBIS. I'll read about the latest cameras coming out. Canon R5 might be dropping in like 4 days. I'm losing my mind. I'm literally like up in bed after getting ready for this challenge, just geeking out about cameras. Okay. So what do you research? What do you love? What are you passionate about? But that is not enough. Okay. So I want you to draw another circle now. And I want you to overlap the circle. And here's what you're going to write in this circle. Okay. You're going to write proficiency. Proficiency. I had to write it down so I know how to spell it. You might have to look that one up. Proficiency. Proficiency. What does that one mean? What are you good at? Okay. What are you good at? So a couple questions on this is like, what problem do you solve? Or also, what do you have results in? What do you have results in? So the problem with passion, let me tell you one of mine. I am passionate about, I'm passionate about music. Love music, love singing, love rap. But as far as like real proficiency, I don't have it. I remember when I was younger in church, I thought that like Hillsong, Joel Houston, which is like a praise and worship band, was the coolest. And I had an acoustic guitar and I was taking guitar lessons. And I was like, dude, that's what I want to be when I grow up, man. I want to be a singer. I want to like have the hair, get the tats, get the little booty shoes, skinny jeans, and I want to just go for it, man. You know, I want to really, and come on, just be able to sing. You know, I grew up in Seattle. Come on, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, you know, grunge. But what I discovered was that was not my proficiency. You know, I could marginally improve in a certain area, but that was not my proficiency. If you're super passionate about something on your list, you might cross out the things that you just aren't proficient at. Now, I'm not saying you have to be the best in the world at it. I'm not saying, but when I think about proficiency, here's a couple questions for you. Again, what problem do you solve? Maybe a friend comes to you and says, hey, can you help me with this? So Heather's going to be teaching a couple sessions in this challenge. She's got a homeschool channel. And so when you look at how well-behaved her kids are and the fact that her and her husband, Isaiah, have this incredible family and that she can homeschool and like build business and do all this stuff, people ask her, like, how do you homeschool? Like my friend Benji and Judy were asking her about how to homeschool because they were thinking about doing it. And then the pandemic and the lockdown happened. So they were getting advice from her because they look at her and even if she didn't see, and here's what I need to speak life into some of you. Some of you, you're too hard on yourself and you are blind to your own proficiency because of just negative self-talk. Like, no, you're good at stuff. It's the stuff that like, you don't even know that you know. But what would your friends come and ask you, like, hey, can you help me with this? Because I see that you're like really good at investing. Like you're good at managing your money. Like, how are you so disciplined? All I do is spend all my whole paycheck every time. But not only do you discipline it, but like you know where to put it. Or like, dude, you're like really good at fixing cars, man. Like you just know how to like, you could change the brake calipers, throw on the header, man. You can just, you freaking could put the winch on the Jeep and whatever, clearly skills. You're good at building stuff. Like, can you help me? Like, what would people ask you for? See, I didn't even realize until I started realizing mid like 2014, I kind of was doing Think Media, but then I realized people, I wanted to kind of be a leader and I was a pastor at a church at the time as a director of communications. I thought people would be asking me questions about marriage because I was like, I'm a pastor. I can't I help you? And I thought maybe they'd ask me about like faith and like life. And actually nobody was asking me questions about any of those stuff. Right. I was like, but I spoke a couple times at the church. But I was getting hit up on Facebook Messenger. People were like, Sean, what camera should I buy? Should I buy, what? How do I set up a camera for live streaming my church? And then eventually I was like, oh, I was like kind of already doing it, but I didn't have confidence yet. Oh, like that's what people are asking me. Maybe I should lean in on the thing that people see a proficiency that I maybe don't even see myself. What are you proficient at? What are you proficient at? What, and then what problem do you solve? Because here's a real key. You have to lean in for this. You have to understand that your YouTube channel solves a problem. If you don't understand the problem that you solve, you will always struggle. Like even your tagline could be messed up. Like in a way, we help people build their influence with video. That's actually not a problem. Video actually solves the problem, and building your influence with video solves the problem of, as a business owner, you need more customers. As an influencer, you need followers. It's usually we solve the problem of not being known or of obscurity. You got to know my friend JP Sears. He's coming on Video Influencer soon. He's just hit 1 million subscribers, spiritual JP, ultra spiritual. And him and Benji have been friends for years on our channel over there. He solves a problem of humor, but he also solves a problem of like helping people get set free from a lot of inner mindsets and stuff when you go deeper in his brand. So he's got these comedy videos, but he knows like what he solves, whether that's boredom, whether that's escapism. So proficiency inside of that is knowing what problem you solve. And you help people solve problems. Heather Holmes, how do I start homeschool? Homeschool versus public school. I got a problem. I'm not sure how to go forward in this. So it's at the intersection of your passion and your proficiency. But that, my friends, is not enough. Hit the like button if you're getting value out of this so far. There is a third circle. Okay. And this is what it's going to look like. Okay. And this third circle, you got to write in there, profit, profit, profit. Now, profit is the business side of things. You got to know, and here's some questions. What would someone buy from you? Okay. Now, we're going to talk more about affiliate marketing. You know, I've never made a camera, right? I've never designed a camera. But even in affiliate marketing, when you've got you know, I'm passionate about video cameras solving that problem. Proficient at it because I've been doing video since 2003. Self-taught, just learning online and whatnot, but doing it for a long time. What? Here's a myth buster. You go, well, I haven't been doing it for that long. Look, you just need to be one step ahead of the people you're going to help. For real. Like if you've been doing real estate for a year and someone's just starting real estate, if they went to Starbucks and sat you down, they're like, bro, can you just help my first year go better? Like, tell me everything you learned in your first year. You're like, oh, I made these five mistakes. These are the three things I did right. And just helping someone that's one step behind you, that's the power of the internet and the power of serving people online. You just got to be one step ahead of the person that's behind you. So even in 2010, nobody knighted me and said, Sean, you now can talk about cameras. You are an authority in cameras. I appoint you, anoint you, and I'm sending you forth to go review camera. I was just like, I took a loan out to start my business, Clear Vision Media, which is a freelance business in 2009. I got 10 grand. I wasted about $4,000 on just stuff I didn't use, stuff that was sitting around. I got some stuff that was good because I did a lot of research. So I started making videos about it. And I was like, here's what I wish I knew. Here's why I got this. Here's what I learned about this between this. I'd done 5 hours of research, 15, 20 hours of research. And when you can condense down 20 hours of research into a 5-minute video, do you know how valuable that is for people? You're just shortening their learning curve. You're just sharing their answers. You're just helping them go further faster. So that might be your level of proficiency, but then you got to figure out how can I profit? What are the best ways to profit? Okay. So what would someone buy from you? And maybe you don't know yet, but you should brainstorm. Like maybe someday they might buy the tools for the fitness that I teach. They might buy training or an online course from me. They might buy supplements, or they might buy, you know, software, or they might buy tickets to something or an event. So you got to identify your profit. So what makes you money? The other thing here is what business do you want to be in? I'm going to keep pushing you that even if you're like, I'm just a content creator. No, you're a business-minded content creator. Like Jay-Z said, I'm not a businessman. I'm a business, comma, man. I'm a business. You're a business. Type in the comments, I'm a business. I know that'll kind of rub some of you the wrong way. You're like, oh, I don't really want, it's not business. It's just about like adding good into the world. You know, it's just about like serving. I get that. But if you don't have this, you're not going to be serving anybody 6 months or a year from now. Like if you don't get this right, you need money for the mission. You need to fund the impact that you want to make. This session's about how to make high profit and high impact. There ain't no impact without income, or there's impact for like a few minutes until you can't pay your bills anymore, can't feed your family, can't keep the lights on. I'm not saying it's about profit. Profit just is what sustains the mission. You need money for the mission. I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man, right? I'm not a businesswoman. I'm a business woman. What? So this is the intersection now that you want to find your niche. So you've brainstormed, here's some of my passions, but here's also where my greatest strengths are. And here's the ones that could be, check this out, the most profitable. So if you had two different directions, I would actually ask which one is going to produce more profit. And I would pick that one, because when you can create freedom and leverage and start working from home and have life on your own terms, business on your own terms, did you know there's some impact things that I want to do in my life that are still on hold because I'm getting my business automated, we're scaling up a team. So there's books I want to write, but I'm not writing them yet because I'm focusing on profit so that we can sustain a whole mission. There's, you know, courses and things I want to create that are not even related to YouTube, that are related to like faith and other things. But I realized that even as a biblical example, Paul created tents, the Apostle Paul, he created tents to fund his ministry. So he had like this practical side of paying the bills. And then he had this vision for what his ultimate mission in life and impact was. But when you can find the intersection between your passion, proficiency, and profit, that is where the magic happens. Now, there's a couple pitfalls here. Okay. First of all, if you are passionate and proficient, then you, but there isn't profit, okay? You have a hobby. Like I'm really good at underwater basket weaving. Now, I don't want to hate on underwater basket weaving, but we're going to talk about keyword research and like how many people are interested in that. And actually, that is a great niche to pick, but only about 7,000 people a month search for it. Like the market is not very big. For you business owners and entrepreneurs, it's your TAM, your total addressable market. Like you might, I love this, but like if it's like a thing of the past, it's like some super niche collectible of some old super niche show that nobody watches. Like there just might not be a big enough market there. Well, then you can do it. You just might not make high profit from that. That's what this challenge is about. High impact and high profit. So if you have passion and proficiency, but there's not profit connected, then you have a hobby. Now, if you're passionate about it, okay, and it's very profitable, you're like, no, there's people that are killing it in this particular niche, but you haven't developed the skills and the proficiency for it. Again, this is me saying, is there profit, high profit potential in NBA basketball? Yeah, you can get some good contracts, multi-million dollar contracts. Amazing. Okay. Am I passionate about NBA basketball? Yes. Awesome. But do you have proficiency for the NBA? No, I don't. I'm going to fail if I go in the NBA. Do I want to be the next worship leader, Hillsong United? I'm passionate. They do all with songwriting credits and everything else. Like they make a living off of their dream, but I don't got the proficiency for it. Then I take that path. That is a losing scenario for my YouTube channel. Okay. So do you see this now? Draw this out. If you just have passion and proficiency, it's just a hobby without profit. If you just have passion and profit, like it's a good niche, you love it, but like nobody asks you about it. Remember my little time in being a pastor? I don't know. Maybe my marriage wasn't very good at the time, but like nobody was asking me, like, how do I have a stronger marriage? So maybe it was just kind of reverse engineering that whether I was blind to it, and I don't want to talk you out of anything, but there's something about a wake up call to find your sweet spot, your thing. I probably shouldn't have started Focus on the Family and write a book about how to have a strong marriage because people were not perceiving me with that. But yet, and by the way, I could not even see, if you will, my own gift, my own past, because I was going in every other direction. I was focusing on my Sean Cannell channel when I should have been focusing on Think Media. I didn't have as much clarity as I have today, y'all. I wandered in the desert. I wish I had the YouTube influence challenge like you have right here. But now here's the last one. You might go, okay, I'm actually good at this. And it actually is profitable when I think it through. I mean, there's some monetization. Maybe you got the YouTube starter kit and you saw the 51 ways to make money. And you're like, yeah, this could be very profitable. But you're really not that passionate about it. The pitfall you can fall in here is boredom. Okay. So now you can do this for a while. And I actually think that this is, if you catch a vision and you realize that what people ask you about, what you research, what you're good at, and what can be profitable, maybe funds what you want to do in your passion in the future. But here's what I'm saying with YouTube. YouTube takes a lot of energy. You pour your heart into it. And so if you're thinking about, remember, start with the end in mind. If you're thinking about what you want to build and you're thinking about a way, this is the dream. If I could do something and profit at a high level from something that I've got some competency at, I'm not the best in the world. You don't have to be, but I'm a step ahead. And I read all the books on it. Look, I remember I talked to Heather, who again, she didn't have full on confidence to start her homeschool channel. Just like all of us. It's terrifying to start YouTube. It's terrifying to put yourself out there. People are going to say it's imposter syndrome. People are going to say, who do you think you are? Sarah from high school is going to be like, oh, so you're posting videos now, huh? Like we go, and whether Sarah even knows, like Sarah's not even paying attention, but we're like making up what Sarah is saying. And I hate Sarah. She is so, I'm just kidding. Like who's Sarah? And we make up all these scripts, but like, I was like, Heather, how many books on homeschool have you read? She's like all of them. You know what I mean? She's like, I've read like all of them. I've read like 14 books. So I'm like, are you kidding me? Like you've already, think about what you research. Think about what you've poured into and you study. If you're like, no, I know all the things in that PS4 game or that PC game. I'm obsessed. Like when you watch someone else, when you sit there and you watch someone else on YouTube and you're like, wasn't even good information. Like what the heck? Like someone less talented than you with less proficiency and even less passion just started taking action and you're sitting on the sidelines because you haven't pressed record because you're overthinking it. The dream is if you can find the intersection of this, when you list out your passions, but you think about industries and niches that are the most profitable, and you think about something that you know about, and you go in that intersection, my friends, that is your sweet spot. That is your, what you call in business, your USP, your unique selling proposition. That little green bullseye in the middle there, that's what you want to hit. Let me know if you're getting value out of this. Hit the like button. And this is where you want to niche down as it pertains to YouTube. To be clear, we're going to talk more about specific ways to make money on YouTube. But for being a purpose-driven entrepreneur, that's our mission. That's our culture. Think media, think marketing. We want to help purpose-driven people. That means, I think your purpose is in the center of here. Because it's something that God has woven into your DNA that you're truly passionate about. It's something that you just have a natural proficiency for. Heather doesn't have a degree in homeschool. I didn't go to film school, right? But I have just a creative eye and I've worked it. I picked up cameras and I loved them. I look back, I filmed my brother Phil Jr.'s wedding and it was weird. I was like doing like, it was bad, but I was like spinning in. My mom was like, man, maybe he gravitates towards cameras. But I didn't even see it for years. It was like chipping away, trying to find my gift, my talent, my passion. But then I started to learn about profit. And so the vision of this challenge is how do you build a high impact and high profit channel? It's the fact that you don't have to have massive impact, massive change lives, making a massive difference in the world, disconnected, making high from high profit. You can have both. But it's by doing the hard work of finding this bullseye of working through those steps. And so as we get ready for some Q&A, and I'm excited to get Heather on some feedback because she's one of the most brilliant people as it pertains to clarifying your niche and getting breakthroughs. Zig Ziglar said it this way, don't become a wandering generality, be a meaningful specific. If there was a quote that was said way before YouTube started that is relevant to YouTube, I think this is one of the most powerful quotes. A lot of wandering generalities on YouTube. What's your channel about? Well, it's kind of about like inspiring people. Okay. Well, it's a good start. Sounds pretty general. Think about all those examples. I didn't just show you people who started. It's not too late to start, but that didn't just start in the last year or two. But they started like with something specific. They really amplified their difference. You don't need to be somebody else. You don't need to compete with anybody else. You're competing with yourself and you need to be you times two. You need to amplify your difference. Remember, one of the ways to do that is to amplify your why, not just what you do, but also how you do it because you do it differently than anybody else, but also why you do it. And when you start to amplify your values, people go, oh yeah, you want to actually have people stereotype you, believe it or not. I mean, of course, not in a negative way, but you want to be known like, I hope people know me as like, oh, Sean, like that's like the faith driven guy. Like that's the guy who's like really passionate about like his faith, man. He's really passionate about family. He's pretty bold in his beliefs. Like that's the guy who's just, I don't see him like flexing with Don P and being like, what up, you know, and whatever. Like I see his values. Even though there's a whole bunch of people that also do what I do, they do what I do, even similarly, maybe how I do it, but I just come from a different place. That's just my difference, right? And that, what's your difference? What's your why? And how does it connect to your belief system? You want to be a meaningful specific. And this goes to why you want to niche down. You got to start small to get big to win on YouTube. And so as we recap here, it's not too late to start YouTube. We define that. High impact and high profit is found at the center of the three P's. You want to find the best way for you to make money. It's at the center of that. Well, Sean, there's still some cloudiness. Yeah, we're going to peel back the layers of the onion, but that's what I want you thinking through. And you got to niche down. You want to really niche down. Dr. Eye Health, Plants and Lucia, you know, the expert plumber. When you find a niche, like, let me even summarize with this. It's interesting because you've actually had a chance to hear about, if you will, some of my beliefs. You've been able to hear about the things that I'm passionate about, like leadership and family, making a difference in the world. But I have a feeling we met because of niching down in YouTube. I'm not teaching LinkedIn. I'm not teaching Instagram. So not even just social media, but a niche within a niche. Maybe you were searching for what's the best camera. I learned that your gift will make a way for you. That when you start small with something specific, cameras, that it can lead to meeting people, even thousands of people in this challenge. The same is true for you. And I think you might have a mission, a purpose. You've got something you really want to accomplish, but maybe there's just something specific. And what you thought was going to be your channel was going to be out. You thought like, oh, wow, if I actually just help people with Tai Chi, if I actually just help people balance their checkbook, then I actually might be able to connect people because here's what I really, the difference I really want to make in the world. And it might be layers. It might take you a while to get there. Clarity is a process and it's a commitment. In this first session, we said you got to stay committed. In the first session, you got to commit to go all in. You have to commit. Okay, Sean, you drew a cool picture. So by tomorrow in the afternoon, should I have crystal clarity? I hope you do. But my friends, this took me months. And it took me being connected to a powerful community. It took me being able to bounce my ideas off other people. It took me continuing to have conversations with my wife. It took me having conversations with myself. It took me having conversations with God. It took me just like going through the process and the process and the process. But today, our brand is so clear and our movement is so powerful, you've seen the results. But you got to be willing to commit to do the work and go all in. And remember, commitment is the foundation of all great accomplishments. I want you to commit to this challenge. I want you to commit to your future. I want you to commit to going all in on YouTube and commit to doing the work. I'm not saying this is easy, but I'm saying it's worth it. You saw all the opportunities that are happening with YouTube. Those aren't becoming less. They're just becoming more. YouTube continues to grow, but commitment, my friends, is the foundation of great accomplishments.
OMG. I hope you took notes during that session. Sean was bringing the fire as he broke down profit, proficiency, and passion. And I hope after this episode that you go and take action too. We love seeing all of you Think Action Takers over on social media. So make sure to tag us at Sean Cannell and at Miss Heather Torres and use our hashtag Think Marketing so we can follow along on your journey too. And if you have not checked out our free 1 hour YouTube masterclass, I highly encourage you to do that next. Go to thinkmasterclass.com to register for that today. Thank you so much for being a part of the Think Media community. And we encourage you to share this episode with a friend. We would also love if you would rate and review this podcast over on iTunes. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment sharing your aha moment from today's episode. Well, now it's time to take action, and I can't wait to see you in a future episode.